Now, I remember reading Safely Home, which is a story about, I mean, the subtext is the suffering in the underground church in China. Do you have any stories, Randy, and I'll make this my last question, but do you have any stories about how that book changed perspectives on the suffering of the underground church, or how it served in that way?
Yeah, it's just been remarkable, Dave. The number of people we have heard from, the number of emails we get, the number of posts on our social media, people will just come into Facebook page or Twitter or whatever it is and just say, hey, I read Safely Home. It changed my life. It drew me closer to Christ. And my favorite stories are the people who have been moved to go into missions to China. Last week, got a letter from a girl who read the novel in Dutch. And she's from the Netherlands. Mm. And she said she read that novel and she just was sure that God was leading her to ministry in China. She's in a Bible college right now. She's done a short-term trip to China. And then when she's done with Bible college, her goal is to head over to China as a missionary. But one of the other remarkable ones that in some ways is similar was years ago, I was in an airport where I had a connection, and I often bring my books and booklets along with me to give away to people on planes and in airports and wherever I bump into. And just again, I just pray, God, give me these divine appointments. Well, I was late for a connection. I was rushing along, as you know you do through an airport. Sometimes you're just dragging your bag behind you, and you are just running. And all of a sudden, I see a girl who's reading something, and I don't even really know what she's reading. It looked like, well, it could be a Bible, I'm not sure. But she's probably 30 feet away from me and not really on my path. She's there, and she's probably early 20s, and I just felt God prompting me, you've got to go over and give a book to that girl. So I go over, I look in my briefcase, and the only thing I had left in it was a copy of Safely Home, which I normally don't carry with me because it's a good-sized book. And I carry smaller books because you can carry more of them. They're just, you know, easier to carry and give away. So I reach in the bag, and I look at this girl, and I say, hey, don't even have time to stop and talk. I just feel like God wants me to give you this book. It's a book I wrote. Here you go. Best wishes. God bless you, or whatever. And she looks up at me. She smiles, and she says, thanks. So then I run on. Okay, so you know how it goes. You have a connection with someone, and you pray for them for the next week or whatever, but then you move on, you know, because there's new people you meet, and you're praying for them for a while. I had not thought about this girl for years until maybe 6 years ago now, 5 years ago, I get an email. This email comes from China. This is a woman speaking in English saying, you probably don't even remember this, but years ago in such and such airport, you were running by with your bag to, you know, catch a plane, and you looked over at me, and you came over, and you brought me this book called Safely Home, gave it to me. She said, I just want you to know that as a result of reading that book, I started studying Mandarin Chinese. I have now been a missionary in China at the time it was 4 years, so maybe this was 4 or 5 years ago when she connected me, because it's only been out 10 years, I think. But anyway, and she says, so I went over to China. She says, I'm now serving here full-time, working with, house churches. And then her last sentence was, I wanted to write and thank you because I have never known such joy.
Hmm.
And I thought, okay, here again is somebody, oh, look at the great sacrifices she's making, and to her, it's just joy.
Wow.
And that's where you think, for every story, and this doesn't just apply to books that we write, it applies to things we say to somebody in the market, you know, maybe it's a checker, and maybe it's a kind word, give them a little booklet, say God bless you, say something about the Lord, invite them to church, I don't know, whatever it is. And often we have no clue how strategic that may be in someone's life. And these are the things where at the judgment seat of Christ, not at the judgment seat as much as just in the banquets in the ages to come, where I think Christ will be in charge of the seating arrangements and we'll be sitting next to people. And on our right may be somebody where we say, thank you so much, Charles Spurgeon, for the difference you made in my life. C.S. Lewis, A.W. Tozer, you know, all of these people who wrote these great books that affected my life. And then turn and look at the person on the left, and then they're going to say to us something like, thank you so much for your prayers, for sending that money and your church offering that planted churches and translated the Bible into our language, that kept my children alive with food and vaccinations and clean water. We're not going to know the whole story until then.
Randy, that is an inspiring visual and an extraordinary story. My goodness. It gave me chills just to hear how God used that what seemingly was a random meeting to affect that girl and take her to China and inspire her to serve as a missionary.